Wheat planted acres are projected higher for 2013. Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist, joins us now. And Kim, with this news, what are some of the price implications?
Well, the first thing we got to think about is if it doesn't rain, there probably won't be a price implication. The hard red winter wheat planted acres, they'll probably be about the same as they were last year. Soft red winter wheat acres will be slightly higher. And a lot of that will go into the feed wheat with the tight corn stocks. And then the spring wheat acres, which were down a little bit this last year, will probably be higher. That'll move into the milling and baking area. I don't think it's going to have any price impact until we get into the February-March time period. Right now, we're going to have to deal with the U.S. and world stocks as they are.
Okay. Since we saw you last week, there was some up and down in the wheat prices. What's going on there?
Well, it tends to happen after we tape this. Prices tend to go up or down, and we got about a 40-cent price increase last Thursday and Friday. Got phone calls, you know, is it going to break that $9.57 resistance point? On Friday, we got into Monday, and we dropped 47 cents. We're still moving in this sideways pattern. Now, that pattern may have tightened up a little bit with support around $8.87 and resistance at $9.50 rather than the old $8.69 and the $9.57.
Okay, what's the latest on the international front in terms of supply?
Well, we can pull up the usual suspects of Russia, Kazakhstan, and Ukraine. The deal is there. When are they going to run out of wheat? They've been aggressively selling on the export market. Still concerns about weather in Australia and how that crop's going to end. But right now, we have plenty of wheat in the U.S. and the world.
Okay, and we'll talk more next week about wheat prices and some of the patterns that we're in. We'll see you then. Thanks a lot, Kim.